Thank you very much. This is the regular board meeting of the Oralama Sanitary District for March 24. It is a little past 5 o'clock, maybe 5:02 or 3. And I'll call this meeting to order and ask for a roll call, please.
Director Simon?
Present.
Director Dean?
Here.
Secretary Duncan?
Present.
Vice President Lee?
Present.
And President Young?
Present. Thank you very much. And now, if you can all get up out of these small rooms, I'll ask Matt Turner to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all very much. Item four is a general public comment. We do have one speaker for general comment, and that would be Andy.
Okay. Will the mic pick it up, I guess? Or?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to say I went on the horizontal levee walk,
good.
Was really informative and really great. You guys are doing a great job. Director Dean and Director Duncan, they were both there. And what I really like about the project also is that there's trails, and I'm just kind of putting it out there to the board that it would be cool if the trails, if you guys could work with other agencies, try and open up some of those trails. I know there's like the Bachman Canal, which would be great for biking and walking. Plus, I think it would be a nice PR piece for Oralama. So that's just my little plug on that. It's really great. I hope everybody in public, I hope more people continue to go to that walk. It was really nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. Is your last name Wage?
Waggy.
Thank you.
I go by Wage a lot too.
And was that the First Mile project that you went on? That's being organized and run by EBDA and their partners.
Yeah.
Thank you for going on that. All right, then. If there are no other, anybody online for public comment? Not you.
This is for public comment.
Oh, you're okay. Matt Turner, as a member of the public, would like to make some comments.
A brief update, it's related to, but not on the agenda for my item, is that we had to put together a map that was a map that's compliant with that. It was quite an effort, and submitted a scope around that. And I think it would be excellent if that was something on the future agenda so you could see what that's all about. Because it's something to be pursued after this process is over.
Okay. I don't have any other general public comment on my table here. So we'll move on to item five is a public hearing. 5.1 is a public hearing on transition to district-based elections with a presentation on the process, timelines, and criteria. And this will be submitted to Joe to introduce Matt, or should I just introduce Matt or Alex?
And Alex, yes.
And Alex is pointing, so I will turn this over to Matt Turner. Oh. I do have some comments, speaking cards for, I assume, after your presentation. Yes, yes.
So I have a slide deck. If I can do a screen share. If not, I'll need to come over to one of the PCs over there that has the thumb drive ready to go. That's it. Yeah, it's got a lot of animation, so it's a bit finicky. If there's a clicker or something like that, that'd be
sorry.
I'll point.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is the second hearing around the districting process, and we're going to cover quite a bit. And then ultimately, we're going to do a live demonstration of the umapit.com web tool that will be available as of this meeting to the public that everyone can participate in. And we'll go over the rules as to what needs to be done to make a compliant map. All right, let's jump into it. So we're going to go over the something that we've covered before, which are the basics around the districting process, as like I say, the rules and tools. And we're going to review, for those who don't know, the at-large versus district-based elections, and timeline and milestones for this whole process, and the rules and guidelines, again, as we go over the mapping tool. And then the mapping tool itself and how the public can participate and what the end result of that will look like. And then finally, we'll open it up to questions. So the big deal, what this is all about, is transitioning from at-large to by district. And for those who don't know, at-large is when an entire district votes every time all of the voters vote for whichever candidates are up. And there's, every 2 years, there's two candidates and then three candidates, but the entire district votes. But when you switch to by district, then each representative comes from that individual district. And this process is determining how and where we draw those lines. So this is the timeline that we're on. We are on the 324, obviously, the second hearing, and it's gonna speed up considerably from here. Tonight, people can begin submitting maps. And then on April 1st, it's no joke, we will cut off this first round of mapping. And in the interim period, I will review all of these maps that are submitted and do a full demographic assessment and publish those to website. And Oraloma can have them on their own website as well. And we can see what that's about. And then at the next hearing, which will be on the 14th, we'll actually go over all those maps that have been submitted and review them and edit them and discuss them in depth. And then after that, people will have immediately upon that meeting, people can submit the second round. And on May 1st, those last round of maps will be due. And then on the 12th of May, we'll have the final hearing to review maps. And at that point, everybody should be pretty expert on what the process is at that point. And we'll have learned a lot from the first one that we can then implement in that final meeting and come with a map that is both legal and desirable by the majority of the board members. And that map would be adopted, hopefully, on the 19th. And then and it'll be published then. And then the official recognition of that map will come from the board on May 26th. And that's when it'll be then handed over to the registrar of voters, and they'll begin the process of implementing it so that it'll be ready for the November election. All right, and we're going to go over this in great detail, these things, as we open up the mapping tool. We'll go through them one at a time. So each district has
to... Can I ask a question? Excuse me. This is Fred. Can I ask a question? As far as seeing the slides, is the public from Zoom, can we see what you're showing on our Zoom? I just see people. Oh, there we go. Is there a way to have the actual...
You understand the question.
I do, yeah.
Presentation shown for, so the public can see what Matt will be illustrating?
We're looking it up, Fred. Hang on 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it'll be critical.
Well, I can tell you, I know someone who's online. I will ask them.
I'll send them. Well, Fred's online.
Can you
I'm
see
online.
Them?
I can see people. I see you, but I don't see the slides. So when Matt's presenting,
that's what he said.
I'm trying to. One more time.
I mean, I can look at my own slides, but
we know what he's looking
for. Right.
And I'm happy to restart if that's.
No, it's all right.
No. I have a copy of your slides, but when you start to illustrate something, we would probably want to all see it on Zoom if we can, not just the hard copy or the printed slide.
Yes, that will be critical because it's and you all can follow along as well as we do it.
Isn't it a glorious day? I was outside today and I thought, wow, I live in California.
You're still here. We're sitting outside. Oh, you got it? You sure?
Making sure we don't want us sharing for.
Yeah, they're evil doers. Yep.
Yeah, sorry.
We don't want.
Yeah,
give me just a second, Fred.
Yeah, we don't want them other people to visit us, huh?
Yes.
Fred, are you seeing the presentation now?
Yeah. Well, we're not saying it.
I know.
No. I see video of you and the people in the meeting, but not I see a screen, a picture of the screen, which I guess that could do, but if there was a live feed of what Matt was doing would be better.
Well, it's kind of essential.
Yeah.
That's what we're here to be.
For now, just do share an entire screen, right? Entire screen, and then whatever.
When I do it immediately, exits out of it.
Oh, entire screen, yes.
So, yeah, let me try.
Fred, can you see it now?
Too many people trying to
start. No.
There was a way that link was set up.
I don't think so, because it gives you the option.
Would it work, Matt, if you ran the if you had the meeting on your computer?
Even if I was Zooming, it's not going to be any different than hers. So if there's no screen share capability.
or two.
Yeah,
so we're going to close the meeting for the Zoom meeting briefly so we can reset the meeting settings for Zoom. So if you could just rejoin the meeting or for in about a minute or two, we should be good to go then, hopefully. But you're going to be kicked out of the meeting now briefly.
Okay, thank you.